stones are hard and the dripping wall is high. So it was there he took the air beneath the leaden sky. And by each side a ward walked for fear the man might die. Or else he sat with those who watched his anguish night and day, who watched him when he rose to weep and when he crouched to pray, who watched him lest himself should rob their scaffold of its prey. The governor was strong upon the regulations act. The doctor said that death was but a scientific fact. And twice a day the chaplain called and left a little tract. And twice a day he smoked his pipe and drank his quart of beer. His soul was resolute and had no hiding place for fear. He often said that he was glad the hangman's hands were near. With slouch and swing around the ring, we trod the fool's parade. We did not care, we knew we were the devil's own brigade. And shaven head and feet of lead make a merry masquerade. We tore the terror rope to shreds with blunt and bleeding nails. We rubbed the doors and scrubbed the floors and cleaned the shining rails. And rank by rank we sawed the plank and clattered with the bales. We saw the sacks, we broke the stones, we turned the dust to drill. We banged the tins and balled the hems and sweated on the mill. But in the heart of every man, terror was lying still. That night the empty corridors were full of forms of fear. And up and down the iron town stole feet we could not hear. And through the bars that hide the stars, white faces seemed to peer. He lies, one who lies and dreams in a pleasant meadowland. The watchers watched him as he slept and could not understand how one could sleep so sweet a sleep with a hangman close at hand. But there is no sleep when men must weep who never yet have wept. So we, the fool, the fraud, the knave, that endless vigil kept, and